This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 24th, live from Gillette Stadium. We are sitting in the press box. We're less than 24 hours away. NFL Draft 2009 will take place, and the New England Patriots will be arguably the most active team on draft weekend with 11 selections as we sit here and speak, including three in the second round, six in the top 100, the ammo to do pretty much anything, whether it's move up, which, oh, by the way, there are already rumors and reports that they may have made offers to some teams in the range of 8 and 9, including the Jacksonville Jaguars, to move up to that area. Peter King reporting the Patriots offered the Jaguars the 23rd and 47th selections to move to the number 8 spot. Or they could move down, they could move around, they could move up to 8 and out of 8 and back down. Bill Belichick said in his press conference earlier this week that they were already mulling a lot of different trade offers and scenarios and kind of laying the groundwork for conversations that might take place on draft weekend. But all that is for tomorrow. Right now we're going to talk about the roster. And we do actually have a few moves to discuss today.
You promised it last weekend. You promised there would be moves.
And I was correct. Paul Perillo, you just heard his voice. Eric Scalavino is here in the booth with me. We are overlooking the field here at Gillette Stadium. And on that field this year, two players have decided they'd like to play once again for the Patriots. Well, one will play again.
One will stay on the roster at least until
training camp. Pierre Woods signed his restricted free agent tender, $1.545 million. Bill Belichick actually announced that in his press conference, kind of just threw it in there in the midst of one answer this week, said Pierre is under contract and ready to go. And another guy, another big player, Kenny Big Smith, has decided to return to New England for, I believe this will be his third season, technically, as a New England Patriot, some time spent on injured reserve and training camp and various nature. Seven-year veteran Paul Perillo fills out an Under Armour shirt like nobody's business, looks like a bouncer, hasn't really played much. But Pierre Woods, let's just talk about that move. It's sort of a formality, but as of right now, the way we speak today, starting linebacker for this team.
Pierre Woods, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, based on what you have right now, I got to give him the nod over Charlie Bantakane.
Right. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And he's on the upswing. Tully Bantakane was sort of once upon a time on the upswing, took the money and ran and came crawling back. Special teamer, pass rusher, situational guy.
Yeah.
But Pierre Woods, I would say, if all things being equal, starting today would be a starter at outside linebacker replacing Mike Vrabel. But obviously quite a bit could change in the next day or two. We obviously still have the Jason Taylor rumors out there. The latest we heard out of Miami was from Armando Salguero saying that Taylor would likely choose to sign in New England over Miami, but we've heard nothing since then. And the Julius Peppers rumors just won't go away. I heard Pat Kerwin this morning on a local Boston radio station said he wouldn't be surprised to see some 11th hour deal come together for the Patriots and the Panthers. And we know Vic Carucci is standing by his story that the Patriots are at least interested in Julius Peppers. But technically speaking, not much has changed since the Carucci story. I mean, right? He hasn't signed his tender.
He still hasn't. He's out.
Haven't heard anything from other teams. I mean, it's just kind of been in limbo.
He's out in Arizona, apparently, working out, trying to stay in shape for the upcoming season. Where he'll play, though, still a big question mark because, like you said, he hasn't signed his tender. And you got to think that something is going to happen this weekend, whether it's he signs and stays or he signs and is traded. Because at this point, you have to start getting acclimated to whatever team you're going to be on.
Right.
So a new system or at least putting the past aside and staying with your old team. Something's got to happen because mini camps are going to be starting very soon for most teams. Then there's that six-week break between June and the end of July, and then the season is here.
Right.
So you've got to make a decision sooner or later. And I think, you know, draft weekend is when most of that takes place. So I think we're going to see something with him, whether it's coming here or staying put or going somewhere else.
Otherwise, essentially two teams are being held hostage. The team that may be interested in trying to acquire his services, which reportedly the Patriots could be one of those teams, and the Panthers. And Julius Peppers is in the middle, where he's either a defensive end for the Panthers, he's a linebacker for the Patriots, he's burning bridges or rebuilding bridges in Tampa or trying to get acclimated to a new system in New England, and then you throw the draft in there. Are the Panthers drafting a defensive end to replace Julius Peppers, or do they have Julius Peppers in the fold for another year?
Conversely, are the Patriots drafting? If they get up to number 8, you're now in the range of a guy like Brian Arakpo, or certainly in the range of Everett Brown to play outside linebacker for you. And if you make that deal, I would think you sort of shut the door on Julius Peppers and say, okay, we've gone youth. We found our replacement.
Mm-hmm. And on top of all of that, if you acquire Julius Peppers, whoever that team is, what do you give up to get him?
Right.
You know, is it just draft picks like we all assume, or are there players involved
right.
too? So there are a lot of moving parts, and I think that's what made this particular transaction so unlikely from the start. But I agree with you guys. Based on, you know, way back when, a month and a half, 2 months ago, when Carucci had the report, it's not any more or less likely to happen today than it was way back then.
And it's just about Fisher, cut bait time.
Yeah, I think
for all
Eric's right. I think you want to do it by the draft.
Everybody involved, it move forward. So bottom line is, Pierre Woods is a Patriot. 11 guys could be Patriots starting tomorrow and through Sunday. The roster will change quite dramatically over the next few days. And one little thing that Eric brought up earlier this week is the relation between the abundance of draft picks, 11, and potential rookie free agents. We've seen plenty of rookie free agents make this team, Paul, one of which was
Pierre Woods,
way back when. This year, should the Patriots draft 11 players and then sign them?
Jay Saylor.
He would be another. Randall Gay, Mike Wright, there's a long
Lonnie
list
Paxton.
Of them. But should they take 11 players in the draft, they have 67 players right now on the roster. You add 11 players, you're basically in the range. You know, you make a move here or there, but you're in the range for only two or three rookie free agents, mm-hmm. and that's notwithstanding the potential signings of a Jason Taylor or an addition of. So you're very much right, Eric. This could be a year where we don't see a ton of rookie free agents in training camp, and you know they'll probably come in for the mini camps in the next couple of weeks and those things. But once the rookies sign, this may not be a strong rookie free agent class as we've seen in past years.
So right, and
good job, Eric.
You know, once in a while.
Nobody points out the obvious like Eric Scalavino. I just back it up with numbers for Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino. This is Andy Hart wrapping up another Patriots.com roster report. Please tune in over the weekend, Saturday, 6 to 9. Although if the Patriots do trade up, look for PFW in progress to begin immediately when they could select. So if number 8 is on the clock and they move into that slot,
we'll be
coming to you live from Gillette Stadium. Otherwise, 6 to 9 if they remain at the 23rd selection. Sunday we'll be back from noon to 3 to talk about the abundance of mid and later round picks. Check Patriots.com all weekend for text updates, transcripts, Bill Belichick video, audio,
the PFW
stories,
blog.
The PFW blog. If you want to know anything that there is to know about the New England Patriots 2009 draft, it'll be on Patriots.com this weekend. So please check back early and often. Until next week for this podcast, take care.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.